And welcome back. We're going to be talking about the Medicare open enrollment period, which is in effect right now, in just a moment. But first, here are some of the stories our St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. Some groups who protested the shooting death of Michael Brown are announcing today an economic boycott of local businesses. The Justice for Michael Brown Leadership Coalition is leading that call, emphasizing that they want peace and justice as a result of Brown's shooting. This afternoon, Waste Management of Illinois is opening what it calls a first-of-its-kind renewable natural gas facility in East St. Louis. Officials say the facility will process landfill gas to produce high-purity natural gas that will be used to heat homes or fuel truck fleets that run through on compressed natural gas, or CNG. And a hearing will be held this afternoon in a lawsuit from Illinois Department of Transportation employees who have been given a temporary reprieve from layoffs because of a court agreement by Governor Pat Quinn's administration amid a hiring scandal. You can learn more about these and other stories this afternoon on St. Louis Public Radio and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. Since the middle of last month, Americans over 65 have had the opportunity to make adjustments to their Medicare insurance during the annual open enrollment period. It expires on December 7th. Still plenty of time to make changes, but plenty of questions, too, as many of those on Medicare try to wade through the possibilities. Joining me to talk about the process is Julie Brookhart, Public Affairs Specialist with the Kansas City Regional Office at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Julie, so nice of you to be with us. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I always enjoy coming on your show and letting your listeners know about the latest coming from our agency.
Well, there's lots to talk about, but I think we better set it up by talking about what this open enrollment period is all about. A lot of people I know on Medicare really don't understand it.
Yes, well, Medicare open enrollment is every year from October 15th through December 7th. And it's generally the one time a year that Medicare beneficiaries have to review their current health and their prescription drug coverage that they have now and compare it to what's going to be available for the next year. We want to stress that although we know a lot of the time when we go out and help beneficiaries do comparisons of their plans, they are usually finding a better plan that will save them money the next year. But we also want to stress that if Medicare beneficiaries are satisfied with their current coverage and it meets their needs, they don't have to do anything at all. But there is good news. There are Medicare Advantage plans out there and Part D plans out there that are lower in cost in comparison to 2014. And the big thing that we want to stress is that health insurance plans change. They change their coverage, what they cover every year. They might change the plan premium amount. And also beneficiaries' needs may change. They're taking different prescriptions from year to year. So we always say it is wise to compare and do a checkup because you never know if you might find something that's more cost-effective.
How do you make this comparison? Where do you go to find the information you're looking for?
Yeah, there are lots of different resources available. If you're savvy, computer savvy, we always point people to the www.medicare.gov. Health Plan Compare. It is an award-winning website because it has such ease for consumers to use it. You just put in some information about you, your current plan, and your Medicare card number, and the prescriptions you take, and it pulls up everything from least costly plan to higher plan cost and what each one covers. Then you can call 1-800-MEDICARE, which is 1-800-633-4227. And then there's also the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. There's one in every state. They're grantee programs of CMS, our agency. They help people for free. They're unbiased. They're trained to know the Medicare program. And they will set up an appointment with you to go over your choices for next year. And their number is 1-800-390-3330. That is the Missouri program for your state health insurance assistance program.
We'll put all that information on our website at sdlpublicradio.org. I would have to think, though, given the age group that we're talking about, Julie, that using the computer and the internet is probably the third choice. A lot of folks aren't that computer savvy.
Yeah, it probably still is. We know, however, there are many retirees that are using the computer more and more every day. So yes, that probably is, not the first choice for many Medicare beneficiaries, but, we're trying to teach seniors to use it, and because it is very consumer friendly. But again, if not, I would say call the State Health Insurance Assistance Program in Missouri to get an appointment before December 7th. And that number is 1-800-390-3330.
Okay. Well, again, we'll have those numbers. Many people can't write down those numbers as they're driving or whatever, but we'll make sure they have them available on our website. It's my understanding, Julie, that here in St. Louis, some Medicare Advantage plans are not going to be available next year. What sort of options, then, do folks have if they see those plans disappear?
Well, so there's only a couple, and they affect about 2,800 people in the St. Louis, greater St. Louis area. And so those that are affected should have gotten a letter by October 2nd from CMS. We encourage people, do not throw your letters away. But there is a Medicare Advantage with prescription drug coverage plan that is no longer going to be available. It is Harmony Health Plan of Illinois that is non-renewing. And then there is a couple of Humana plans that have reduced their coverage area as well. So you would have gotten this letter if you're affected, and it's going to tell you that you need to make a new choice. Now, you really do, for those people that are in non-renewing plans, they'll have until February 29th to make a change. But if they do not do anything by January 1st, because those plans will end by December 31st, then if you do not do anything, you will automatically revert to original Medicare. So you will always be covered by Medicare and have a health plan if you're in a non-renewing plan. The key thing to know about this is if you are in a Medicare Advantage plan that had the Part D coverage and that plan is no longer going to be available and you don't do anything, you will be enrolled in original Medicare for your Part A and B coverage, but you may not have your prescription drug coverage anymore unless you have a plan through an employer or such. And so that's why it is key to read that notice that came out and to take some sort of action to gain your Medicare prescription drug coverage. And again, you'll have until February 29th to make any decisions on that.
We should also point out, for people who are just in the process of turning 65, they have a little more time to make their decisions, don't they?
Yeah, if you're just turning 65, you have a seven-month window to enroll in Medicare, and so you have the 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and then 3 months after. So you have a full 7 months to make decisions on which plans you want to be in. And then also, if you choose to have original Medicare, you might also want to look at Medigap policies as well. And you can get help with looking at Medigap policies through that State Health Insurance Assistance Program that I mentioned earlier to get help with your Medicare open enrollment.
What impact, Julie, is the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare, having on all of this, if any impact?
Yeah, well, the biggest impact is really good news for Medicare beneficiaries. And this started in 2010 when the ACA law was implemented. So thanks to the law, more people with Medicare are receiving reduced costs through discounts on their brand name and generic drugs. And this is when they enter the donut hole or the coverage gap in their Medicare prescription drug plan. Now, most all the prescription drug plans through Medicare have a coverage gap, and this is when the plan has paid so much out on your behalf as a beneficiary, and it's about $2,800, about $3,000 in 2015. then before the ACA law, beneficiaries were then responsible for 100% of their drug costs, brand name and generic drugs, which, you know, is quite a bit of money for someone on a limited income. This might be a time where they stopped taking their drugs because they couldn't afford them anymore. But now, due to the law, it was written in the law, that seniors would get a reduced cost in the coverage gap. And that percentage has gone up every year since 2010. So for 2015, seniors will pay, if they get into that coverage gap, they'll pay only 45% for their brand name drugs and 65% for their generic drugs. By the year 2020, that should all be reduced to a beneficiary paying no more than 25% of the cost of their drugs. And those are the covered drugs on the prescription drug plan formulary of the plan they choose. So they should be paying no more than 25% by the year 2020.
Of course, that would all depend on the status of the Affordable Care Act at that time. I mean, there's a chance right now with the Supreme Court taking this issue up again that the whole thing could be changed rather dramatically.
Well, we're hopeful that it will continue to provide the health insurance that we know our consumers need and that they have been using since 2010 for seniors. And also for those that have been enrolled in the health insurance marketplace this last year and getting health care for many for the first time in many years. So,
are there any other opportunities that come to mind? You've mentioned some in the area of prescription drugs to save money throughout this process.
Well, yes. Also because of the Affordable Care Act, Medicare beneficiaries basically pay nothing for health screenings. There's a Medicare deductible, Part D deductible, that has to be met for some services under Medicare, but those copays and those deductibles went away for any cancer screenings and a lot of other preventive care. So that's good news for Medicare beneficiaries, as well as, and you're asking about other cost-saving programs. So for low-income Medicare beneficiaries, they're also able to take advantage of applying for the low-income subsidy to get help paying the out-of-pocket cost when it comes to their prescription drug coverage. And that program has been around since the implementation of the prescription drug program. And to see if you qualify for that, you need to call the Social Security Administration because it's all based on income, and obviously they're the agency that would have income information. And their number is 1-800-772-1213. Or you can look at socialsecurity.gov and apply for the extra help program for Part D.
Okay. Well, again, we'll have those numbers on our website. You know, an awful lot of paperwork is flying around these days concerning the open enrollment period, and I guess a lot of folks aren't sure where they're coming from. This brings to mind that fraud is has a high potential during this time of year. Is that something that you're dealing with, you're concerned about, or is it an issue that maybe is overblown?
No, it really isn't an issue that's overblown, and particularly this time of year during open enrollment when Medicare beneficiaries are getting information in the mail, direct mail through health insurance companies to look at their plan and maybe choose their plan. They're also getting, calls as well, and one of the most common ploys is someone posing as an employee from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services or Social Security saying that they need to have their Medicare card updated. And to do so, they need to verify your Medicare card number, maybe even your bank account number, in order to be able to pay your premiums. So we need to let Medicare beneficiaries know that no one from, CMS, the Medicare agency or Social Security will ever call a beneficiary and ask them for this info because we have already had this information on file. and beneficiaries need to report potential fraudulent callers. Again, you can call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227 to report that. There's also senior Medicare patrol organizations in every state, and that's what they're called, the senior Medicare patrol. And they are also responsible for some of the millions of dollars that have been returned to the Medicare program due to fraudulent scams that Medicare beneficiaries are targeted with.
Yeah, the age group is particularly vulnerable, is it not, to this sort of thing, unfortunately?
They are, yes. I mean, we're, we all want to be responsive when someone calls us and says we need to get our information updated, a new card sent out. And, you know, basically you just don't mess around with that people's health care, and especially Medicare beneficiaries. If they need to do something, they will react to a caller. So, again, Medicare is never going to call you and ask you for your Medicare information because we have that already. So you need to report those kinds of calls to 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'll open our lines for the few minutes that we have left, Julie Brookhart, 382-8255. If folks have questions with regard to Medicare in this open enrollment period, feel free to give us a call at that number, 382-8255. I know you're having some events, are you not, in the St. Louis area dealing with open enrollment? What are those all about, and when are they happening?
Yes, so we're having two more additional events in the St. Louis area. One is this Thursday, tomorrow, November 13th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center at 2 Mile Millstone Campus Drive. And what I would say is to call that State Health Insurance Assistance Program to get more information. And they're also going to tell you what you need to bring if you want to come out. And also probably get you an appointment for tomorrow as well. 1-800-390-3330 to call to get more information about the enrollment event happening tomorrow at the Jewish Community Center. And they'll tell you to bring your Medicare card number and your prescription so that they can sit down and walk through that plan, compare with you, and see if there's not a better plan out there for your needs. There is actually one, too, and I'm hoping it doesn't get canceled, but it is November 20th, so a week from Thursday, and it's in Ferguson, Missouri. It's at Emmanuel Church at 221 Church Street from 10:30 to 1 p.m. on November 20th.
Okay. Well, again, we'll get that information on our website. It's a lot of material for folks to digest. But as I say, we'll put it on the website. Julie, what about folks who ask to make changes and review their paperwork and want to make changes and then decide later that they didn't want to do that after all? Can they revert back or make change the changes, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's a great question. And what I would say to that is you can change your plan as many times as you want to up until the end of open enrollment, which is going to be upon us soon, which is December 7th, because the system is always going to kick out the old plan and you'll be left with the last plan that you choose. That's the information that will go to that health insurance plan to get you signed up and enrolled. So if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, and then after December 7th, you decide it's not working for you, there is one more open enrollment period, and it runs from, January through February 15th. So basically what that's for, it's giving folks who made a choice into a Medicare Advantage plan, maybe they've never been in one before, they don't know how it works. Maybe they were talked into it by a health insurance company, and they weren't sure that they had to see certain doctors, and so therefore it's not what they wanted. That's called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. So there is that one last chance that runs through February 15th for those folks to get out of that plan and choose another Advantage plan or go to Original Medicare. So that's only for those that are in a choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay. Time is winding down. I want to get at least one call in. We'll bring in Sheila calling from University City. Sheila, go ahead, please, quickly.
Yes, hi. I have Medicare Parts A and B, but I also have Medicaid. I've been, however, deluged with mail from Medicare supplement companies, and I don't quite understand how that fits in if you have Medicaid as well as Medicare.
Okay, so if you have both health insurance programs and you're called a dual eligible, your insurance, your prescription drugs are being paid for by Medicare, although you probably get most of your health insurance through Medicaid. And so therefore, you would not probably need a Medicare supplemental policy. So I always point people to the State Health Insurance Assistance Program in Missouri, that phone number to call and to help walk you through what you have now and if, you know, everything is okay and that you don't need anything additionally. And that number, again, is 1-800-390-3330.
We'll have to leave it at that. Unfortunately, our time has run out, but we refer people to those telephone numbers, Julie, that you gave us earlier, and also, and they can be found on our website at stlpublicradio.org, and refer them also to your website. Julie Brookhart of the Kansas City Regional Office at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, thanks for being with us. I hope we helped some people out today. Thank you so much.
Right.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the ethics of political dysfunction at the local, state, and national levels. We'll also take a look at the life and work of St. Louis and King Bagot, who is credited as being the first superstar movie actor, but he has been largely forgotten. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.